Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Let me take this opportunity to present the host with the most. They call him Coach Doc and the Love Guru. Without further ado, present to some, introduce to others, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, owner and operator of WBSW Radio. Dr. Lowe, make it do what it do. My, we've been blessed one more time to be before you. God has truly allowed us to come great strides to be where we are today. I am Dr. Lorenza Smith, the host of Talking Real to You Prime Time, and we're really excited because we have an awesome show planned tonight, building toward achieving our dreams. We have a special guest that's going to come on, but he hasn't made it on yet. But as soon as he come on, I'm gonna get him introduce and get this show truly started. You ask yourself, why do we need to check out Talking Real to You Prime Time? Just keep in mind, this is one of the broadcasts on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're proud to be able to bring you this show because it truly focused on just plain old life issues. Look at things that are happening from day to day, but to the point where it's just sometimes just in your life, there's no way you can get around it. So we want to make sure we bring out each of these topics, bring out these issues that's in our community, block by block. So we're real ecstatic because it is just to come before you. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Again, that's 347-857-4192. Press 1 and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell, actually location. Then you begin to chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, along with our special guest, who I'm going to wait for him to show up so I can introduce him. Also, I want to give a shout out to our team. We have an awesome team that join us from time to time. You have Dr. Olivia E. Smith out of the great state of Georgia. You have Ms. Scarlett H. Black out of the great state of South Carolina. You have Ms. Tina Robinson out of the great state of California. We also have, from time to time, Ms. Lauren D. Smith out of the state of Alabama. Ms. Sarita Duncan is joining us out of the state of Alabama. And Ms. Lisa F. Levine out of the great state of Florida. So truly, this is an opportunity to have a cast of awesome individuals. Now, if you want to check us out on the web link or you just want to just listen to the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. As well, if you want to tweet the show, that's on Twitter. You can tweet us at WBSW Radio, along with Zeta Phi Sigma with underscore number 10. It's underscore then it's number 10. And at Lorenza D. Smith 15. And on Instagram, we have two devices working tonight as well. We have President Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Thank you so much for those individuals joining us on that. And we have truly thank you, Tina Robinson, one of our co-hosts who joined us from time to time. Then we also are excited to have a partnership with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. A organization who focuses on service to humanity. And by being partners, we're just giving back. We're partners to make sure we give this back and provide a service because when we interview individuals, sometimes we return back to you. But you can connect with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity at Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, with the number 10. That's all. Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville, with the number 10. Those are Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated of Greenville, Alabama. We want to also let you know that we run a lot of on-demand episodes on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, LinkedIn, YouTube television. We're just excited to be able to come back and bring this before you. As well as we're excited because of one more thing. We're excited because we have listeners and watchers in 38 countries. So that brings joy to our heart. And that's what we want to. We want to be pleasing to our Lord and Savior because it was a vision that he shared with me and sent me out to go through his will, and he made a way. So we can start off back in 2017 with one station, or more or less one talk show, one podcast, if you want to call that. So now we have 12 podcasts. And we just, there's nothing else we can do but give him the praise, because without his vision that he shared with each and every one of those individuals who was in the setting at the time, it said, let's go do this work. So I was able to recruit individuals who wanted to do this work. So we're up to 12 shows now, and we have 615 published. 615 published shows that's documented on Blog Talk Radio. So check us out. We're so glad to have you. We want to give a shout out to Phenomenal _ Blue 1920, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. This is Azama.butt.509510. Thank you so much. Ms. Bush EDS, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Also Tina Robinson, the lady that put the boots on the ground over in Oakland, California, through Owning My Own Truth. And it's awesome. They heard her sister and her family that they're doing some great things over in Oakland, California. Give a shout out to Karen Copeland. Karen is joining us for the great state of Florida. Thank you so much, Karen, for being a part of this. So, again, we're really excited. We're waiting on our speaker to join us, and hopefully he'll be able to join us in any minute now. So, you know, I know he's working. He's doing a couple of things. We say we're going to wrap it up and make sure he'd be here on time. But tonight's title is Building Toward Achieving Our Dreams. And actually, it's not part three, it's part four. And we're excited because we're able to give you the opportunity to think about building toward achieving our dreams. In all phases of our life, we have aspirations, and we want to work hard to get to accomplish goals, whatever it may be, financially, maybe in a career, maybe educational, it just may be spiritual. It's just where we want to be at a point in life where we can achieve the dreams that we have. See, dreams happen because as you dream it, you can turn it into reality. The reality is putting it to work. And these guests that we have on each one of our series dealing with building toward achieving our dream have shared some things on here with you about how they aspire to do some things, and God blessed them with an opportunity to be able to do those things. So it's truly a great opportunity to be able to hear that story. We had had individuals on here that talked about when they were lost but needed to be found. So I could share her story. And again, that's Ms. Tina Robinson. She always said, owning my own truth. That is why her ministry is so effective, because she's owning her own truth. We all have to do that. We have to own our own truth. That, if like I said, if we want to achieve our dreams, we have to own who we are and whose we are. Too many times we want to be pretenders. See, what you want to truly be is a contender. A contender to be successful. A contender to get some things done. not a pretender. And if you fall in the category of pretending, then you truly are not going to be able to accomplish anything you set forth, because you're not working on your own marriage. You're really hinging on someone else's marriage. So building toward achieving our dreams will require us to, first of all, have that opportunity to dream it, and then put it in writing. And then putting it in writing, then we'll put a plan of action in. Then we're going to go to work and make it happen. So that's truly what we are today when we're talking about building toward our dream. As I talked about our individuals, co-host our show, I want to talk about our sponsors. And I want to get to this. You see, I'm trying to feed the time until our guests actually come on. So we're going to, we have several sponsors, and I want to give them a shout out because they play a major part in our giveaway. And I'm going to have to go back to share the information about our giveaway. But our sponsors are individuals that made a connection. I made a connection with them and said, would you like to be a part of this? And they chose to. Our first sponsor is TriStat LLC. It's a consulting firm out of South Central Alabama, actually Selma, Alabama, and also have an office in Montgomery. See, they are a consulting firm that meets your needs in regards to managerial leadership, organization, not just writing a grant, but there to help you push forward and be successful, put you in a position where you can be accountable when those individuals who awards you those grants, you are be able to come back and share with them exactly the accomplishment in whatever time frame, whether it's 18 months, whether it's 3 years or 5 years. So TriStat LLC, just to connect with them, you can give them a call at 334-320-5438. That's Mr. William Scott. Again, that's 334-320-5438. And also, we want to shout out to Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. It's the best soap and perfume scent in Central Alabama. So you can give Ms. Jennifer Jackson, that's one N, Jennifer with one N, Jackson, a call at 251-369-1344, 251-369-1344. Or you can go to Facebook. And on Facebook, you can type in Jennifer with one N, Jackson, or Charlie Angel. And you'll be able to connect with Soap Gems by Jackson and Grace. I truly want to definitely take an opportunity to kind of shout out our next sponsor because they are making some great things. I noticed the other day they was able to they are producing some shirts for that restaurant that they have. So what I want to make sure I do is, since they invested in us, we want to make sure we invest in them. And truly, I'm still waiting on our guest to come over here. He's doing his best to try to get connected. So hopefully we can have him in here in a minute so we can move forth and find out, as that individual achieved his dream and have achieved most of he has set forth, we want him to share with us his particular career and how it evolved to the point where he's now truly in a position to continue to make a difference. And
are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Perry Roots Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. In meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers, Perry Roots Restaurant has seafood Fridays, barbecue Saturdays, and it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by 261 West 8 Highway 106 in Georgiana. Perry Roots Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Perry Roots Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more at a restaurant? Perry Roots Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Perry Roots Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Awesome, awesome. Perry Roots, we thank Marvin Smith and Pastor Katrina Roper Smith. They are co-owners of Mary Ruth Restaurant in Georgetown, Alabama, the best southern food in Alabama. They have shirts out, billboard. If you're traveling through central, south central Alabama, you see the billboard outside of Greenville, Alabama. They'll tell you in Georgetown about 10 miles down the road. You can stop in and get some awesome, if you're going to the beach, some awesome southern food. You can go to Fort Walton. You have to go to Fort Walton Beach as well as Destin Beach, that direction. So truly a shout out to Mary Ruth Restaurant. We also want to have some individuals join us. I want to give a shout out to, and then I'm going to see this there. Is this DN Chef 1, member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Then we have awesome Miss Tina. This is True Blue Design. Thank you, Miss Tina, so much for joining us. I know you're doing some awesome things with your products, but if you want to check out some of her apparel, her Greek apparel, and other items she has for sale, just go to Tina Blue Designs, and it'll pop up, it'll populate, and you'll be able to share your thoughts in regards to what you want to order, what your interest, you can see a lot of things. So we'll give a shout out to Miss Tina. Thank you so much with True Blue Design that's joined us. As I was saying, that we have several sponsors. I haven't shared three of them as of this point, but I want to give us a very important announcement about our giveaways. The WBSW Radio giveaways, we have a raffle. And throughout our period of our shows each month, we have raffles. And the raffle that's coming up is the Grand Canyon. To our representative, and what we do through the raffle, once we raffle those individuals and the person that wins the raffle for the trip to the Grand Canyon, we'll purchase the living stay. We'll pay for the lodging for 4 nights, 5 days, and whatever the cost is. Your job, if you're winning and the one name is pulled through the raffle, you get a chance to spend 4 nights and 5 days in the Grand Canyon. That's coming up. We also will be looking at Orlando possibly next week. The representative was still working on it, as well as going to Tennessee, to the mountains up there. He's still working on getting that one in place as well. So truly our sponsors are working hard. I've shared those individuals so far. Now, if you want to place your name into the raffle, what I truly need for you, for our raffle, now we just don't raffle just the hotel purchase. I mean, so our hotel stay where we pay for whatever the number of nights there. But we also do gift cards. We also do food vouchers. Matter of fact, as I talk to the sponsors, if you're one of the individual names who selected and accept the trip to go to the Grand Canyon when we raffle it off, you receive a food card, a voucher that you would have to go in and activate. And it's up to $300. So now we're getting not only the travel to, no, I'm sorry, not only the hotel stay. We're not taking guest travel. The hotel stay at these hotels that a luxury hotel. We're now going to give you, when you activate the food card, then you can use that food card. That gives you discounts off a lot of the meals there. So truly, truly, I see our guest is now on, and I just made him live, and I'll introduce you in a minute, brother. So thank you so much for joining us. Also, I want you to keep in mind, once you send your name in, we first of all want your name for the raffle, and we want to mean the transaction. And that means the transaction involves, and I want y'all to keep in mind, it involves four means, and that's cash out. You just only have to have one of these, along with your name, when you send it to me. PayPal, we have Venmo, and then we have Zelle. You can join us by being a part of the raffle by sending your name along with one of those legal transactions to Lorenza E. Smith 15@gmail.com. I'm saying that again. Lorenza D. Smith at gmail.com. Now, let's make sure you come in as soon as possible. If you're on here and I call out your channel, make sure you get it to me as soon as possible. We also have Terry Madison joining us as well. Thank you so much. All right, our special guest tonight, Hap Jarmus. Thank you so much, Brother Stallworth. Thank you for joining us, and I'm going to make sure I get your volume. Can you hear me?
I can hear you very well, Dr. Smith.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you, Brother Stallworth, for joining. Let me kind of take an opportunity to introduce this gentleman, because as when we get kicked off in the fall, he's a part of our team that do our Talking Sports Plus prime time. He joins us along with four other individuals, and we talk sports. But I thought it was an awesome opportunity with all the headways he had made in his career and his profession, and even, you know, looking into the avenue of business. I said, let me start using our people, and if they are willing to come on and talk about the impact they're making in the community, the impact they have made in their career. This young man hails from the great state of Alabama. He's truly a good friend I've been knowing for a long time. He's makes his home in Rutland, which is Luverne, Alabama. We'll keep it, but his home truly is down in Beatrice, Alabama. That's home and always will be home. He's an educator. He's a former educator. I'm going to say he's an educator, not still work. And he's an administrator. He's also a Hall of Fame coach with the Alabama High School Athletic Association. He's a former associate executive director of the Alabama High School Athletic Association, along with he has served as principal, he has served as system principal, he has served as head coach, he has served in many capacities. He's also the vice president of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Without further ado, we want to introduce and present the other Coach Tony Stallworth. How are you doing, Coach?
Dr. Smith, doing great, man. I apologize for my lateness getting on. Had some things going on in spring sports and kind of ran me real raggedy around. I had two or three different parks to go to, but thank you so very much for the invitation. And to keep from prolonging doing the objective here, I'm just ready to go with the flow.
Awesome, awesome. I try to give a brief introduction. I might have missed out on some things, but if you want to take this opportunity to give a brief bio for you, because I mentioned something. There are some other things that I may have not mentioned, and I want you to share with our listening audience.
Okay. I can give you a little pass up to current. I'm former head basketball coach at Brantley School. We had some tremendous success there with 3 state championships. Just recently, they did the engraving and the unveiling of name on the floor, which was something to be very appreciative and not memorial, because I'm here to see it. I went on from that point to be principal there, and I always said that they ran out of people, and they looked at me and said, okay, you it now. I left there and came to the Crenshaw County Board of Education as career tech director. And I think that when me and you joined forces there with two different systems. From there, I moved on to the associate executive director of the High School Athletic Association, where I served there from 2010 to 2019. Thanks to Mr. C. Severese for rolling the dice and choosing me. I'm forever grateful for that. Since then, while there, I was inducted to the class of 2014 Hall of Fame, also Sports Hall of Fame at Huntington College. And I served at Huntington College the last 4 years on the Board of Trustees. I got a call on yesterday, and I'm going to serve another term. I guess I couldn't find anybody. I'm glad as Stephen A. said, I'm glad for my availability.
Awesome.
Presently now, I'm back here. My mama say, always leave a place where you can always come back to. I'm back here now serving as liaison to administrative assistant to the superintendent and also the director of athletics for all 3 schools, those schools being Brantley, Island, and Laverne. So God has been good.
He's been awesome, man. I tell you, so glad to hear that because, you know, like I said, I've been knowing this guy a long time, and God has blessed us to cross paths and continue to do that, and we want to make a difference. Even being members of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity, he's the vice president of Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama, doing some awesome things, pushing and driving and making sure we move in the right direction. And I do appreciate that because being the president, it's always good to know that the person that is buying in to move forward with what's the plan of our organization, what our motto is, cultural service and service for humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Still got you?
I'm here.
Okay. And what we want to do, we don't want to be here just rapid fire questions. You know how we like to do it. We like to allow individuals to kind of talk. Now, I put a format together, and hopefully that format will kind of lead us in the right direction. You know, our title is something that really, really has spurred me to. This is our fourth part to it. We have several other individuals on here, and I do thank them for committing to do the first 3 series. It's building toward achieving our dreams. So I wanted to take the opportunity, Bill Storff, and kind of talk about, you know, as you aspire, you know, throughout the beginning of your career, and you wanted to build and to achieve whatever dreams you have. Can you share with our audience those steps that you, you know, you might, everybody have their own steps that they take. Can you just share your steps with them? Yes, sir.
Well, you know, Dr. Smith, I'm a firm believer that, you know, we live in a society where everything is predestined by God, of course, and what we have to do is follow that plan. And I had always said that I wanted to be a coach, not knowing that coach meant that you're a leader and you're a manager. And then I felt the need to expand that into administration because if you're a leader, you're a leader among all. Then I had a dream, vision, to expand that into the field athletic administrator to the highest there is in the state of Alabama. God was good because I was second among in that. And when I look back on all of that, all the ingredients came from where I first began. A lot of stumbling and bump and blocks in the road, but you know, nothing good comes easy. Anything worth having is worth working hard for. And you know, a man that don't stand for something will fall for anything. Mm-hmm. And I took on the challenges and appreciated the opportunities and made sure that, hey, I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I'm going to go through all of this, and wherever I land, I'm going to say, you know what, this is what was meant for me. But the bottom line is, I found out what I told somebody there in my office, that coaches make good leaders. And if you look at today's society now, the majority of administrators, even at the highest level, being that of superintendency, are coming from the background of being coaches, because if you don't know how to lead, you will learn how if you're dealing with 16, 15, and 14, and 13, 12-year-olds. So the groundwork came from coaching, the principalship, directors, tech director, and, of course, getting into the Alabama High School Athletic Association, where that is of the highest echelon when it comes to leadership in athletics. And I got there.
Awesome, awesome. And I tell you, and when I hear that, I can kind of relate to it quite well, because, you know, sometimes we travel the same roads, and some of the roads we travel puts us in position to do some awesome things when we're given an opportunity to do that. So the ideal is building toward achieving our dreams. And as Brother Stallworth talked about a vision, and he know the, I shared with him the vision about this, what we're doing now, which in regards to WBSW Radio, the internet station. It was just a vision back in 2017. And he was right there along saying, well, you can go do it. Go make it do what it do. And he played a part. But I do appreciate him, as well as Dale E., as well as Tremaine Edwards, Lauren, and even Lacey, and many of the others that co-host on the other show. They all came in and jumped in. So I'm truly thankful for having him and being able to share about building toward achieving a dream. Before I move to the next questions, Brother Stallworth, I want to give a shout out to a couple of people that are now joining us. We have the underscore formal form runner joining us, and Victorious Attitude joining us, along with Jay Elaine that's joining us. So those individuals slowly joining us. I can give them a shout out of everything. So we want to make sure that we do that. So Stallworth, you said about administration. For anybody on here that might be interested in, probably, you know, one day they want to be an administrator, especially in education. We'll focus a little bit on education, because administration comes in cooperation as well. But what can you really share with them in regards to, you know, being an education administrator, and truly, so they can kind of get the real feel of and understand that, you know, it may have to be more than just being in the job. It requires work, not work. Can you share with us in regards to that?
Yeah, the famous words of a professor at Alabama State University, when I was engaged in my graduate studies, said that administrators are two ways. They're either born or made. And I began to kind of focus on what he was saying, because it is that way, and it comes twofold. What I tell people all the time is, you have to be able to be a people's person, because you're going to have to involve yourself in a lot of people that's going to be prepared to be professionals in their particular areas. And mm-hmm. you need to be prepared for that by going through the whole groundwork of first being a general ed teacher, so you know the classroom. I even throw in janitor. Because if the maintenance guy ain't there, you better know how to clean up.
Yes, sir. Sir.
Coaching, because you're giving student athletes at the extended day, and when you got them at the extended day, sometimes those personalities and attitudes are a little bit different because they are in a non-structural environment. So all of those qualities coming together can get you prepared to lead, because leadership is one of those type of situations where it needs to be by example. I remember when I first got the job at the High School Athletic Association, I admired Mr. Severese because he would always say this. He said, if I hire you to do a job and I got to do it, then I don't need you.
Yes, sir.
I quickly understood that. I also remember him saying this. Don't bring me the problem, bring me the solution to the problem. So we have to be prepared to be problem solvers. We have to be prepared to be listeners. We have to be prepared to be planners. And most of all, implementation of a plan, because a plan don't go nowhere, then it's stagnated.
Yes,
and if that fails, those are the things, and being able to operate outside of the particular school structure and environment and be a community adversary. Now, I didn't say politician, because that'll take you somewhere else.
Yes, sir.
But you want to know people. It's two places that I know that can get you very familiarized with people in the community, and that's the church. People will stay you real good. You can show up on one big Sunday and come in there, and the first thing they're going to ask you to do is stand up and say something.
Yep.
So if you say the right things there, they're going to make sure that it's community heard and transformed. So leadership has a lot of dirty, hard, rugged situation before you put that tie on. If not, you'd be having an eye on and doing the dirty work. So everybody can lead, but you can lead by example.
There you go. And that's awesome. So you said some lead by example. I think, and you know myself, you know my history as well, that a lot of times we get caught up in the glamour of a job. They don't lead like you need to be able to lead by example. And that's one of the things I try to share with mentees that's in administration and leadership to even my students at the university, that you can't just come in and just give orders, because we're not really in a society that people follow directives in a manner that you want. But it's better if you want something done, go out and do it. But in the process, you set an example while you're doing it. When people think that you're going to be all in yourself, it's hard to ask other individuals to buy in when you're not all in yourself. So the idea of what would a job bring me, it would increase your salary, probably give you a few more things you couldn't purchase when you was in the classroom, but it allows you to put yourself in a position in the leadership role. A lot of people get caught up in that. I do want to go back to something in regards to leading by example, just to kind of get a picture, because you may have some people that might be teachers, system administrators, administrative assistants, want to be in that high seat. What can you share with them? What kind of time frame that if you see in a time frame in play that they could be looking at to get the training so they can be in the position?
Well, I think what the pathway of the leadership role is being a follower. Because what that does is, I remember when I was an assistant principal or assistant coach, I was always the type of person that, irregardless to whoever my leader was, first thing I'm going to do is listen to them. The two of us may disagree because I am not highly opinionated, but I think I value my opinion. And once we leave out of that room and we discuss it, it does not matter how I feel anymore, because we're a team. So whatever your decision is after you hear my opinion, we're moving forward with that. And I will never discuss that with anybody else down the hallway or here and there. Because let me tell you something. One of these old days, you're going to be in that role.
Yes, sir.
And you're going to look back and say, you know what? I need that type of person right there, because you ain't going to be a leader unless you have a leadership team. No man is an island. And you got to always be where you can listen, gather other folks' views on it. Sometimes you have to sleep on it. And you don't have to, and you don't have to mediate your decision. Right, because your decision will be fine anyway. And so, you know, it's not, like you said, it's not how well you dress. Professionally, oh yeah, that's part of it. But it's how well you speak and you communicate. Communication skills is vitally important. You know, if a person feel like you are not approachable, it don't matter what you've learned in administrative school. He's dead on arrival. They go back down the hallway and tell you, don't talk to him because he ain't listening. If they ever tell you not to listen, you're true. So, you know, listening, communication skills are vitally important, Dr. Smith. And you know that, and you've been through it. And sometimes, you know, let me give you an example. I was at track meet the other day, and one of my former teachers was there, and she said, you know, I never will forget something you told me, coach. I don't care what role you got. You can be super tough, you're still going to be a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, I came to you crying one time in your office because the superintendent had gotten all the rooms and given them to the senior teachers, and I didn't have a very room of that nature like that. I stopped and I said, let me tell you something. Are you a teacher? She said, yes. Can you teach? She said, yes. I said, does it matter where you teach? She said, no.
Yeah.
I said, you can go in the break area or the back of the gym as long as you teach. You can have the most elegant class of teaching, there's nothing happening. So, you know, being able to be encouraging as a leader and allowing people to understand that there's no problem that cannot be fixed. It's just a matter of understanding that, hey, things are going to happen. Just because it happened to you now don't mean it happened before. And
yep.
Do what you have to be a leader and be able to allow that person to know that, hey, you can come at any time as long as it's not your instructional time. And we can talk about it. So communication skills, Dr. Smith, is exactly where I'm going with this, and being approachable.
Awesome, awesome. Thanks. That's some good information that we ought to take. And remember, communication is the key, not only just on a job, but in your family life and your personal life. In all parts of your life, so effective communication is so important. If you are the one that, and those all ever know this, if you got sort of like people think you always gonna cut them down when they come to you, they never gonna come to you because they think you the way you're aggressive. You sometimes people don't realize their response is very aggressive. And the best thing I always tell people. Spend a little time recording yourself and see how you are when you're just asked questions. Even when questions are in the heat of the moment, you have to
In
order. Because, and Brother Starr, know that some teachers will, some of your staff member, I'm not going to just say teachers, your staff member will come and see, you know, if you're having a bad day, they will see how bad that day is, and your response could be a signal that can cause the downfall or even the uplift for what you're trying to do, because you want them to buy in, and you want them to be able to, you know, you're going to say, you got to be able to walk to these people in my building that I love so much, and I do anything for them. They eat my right, they eat my right arm and my left arm.
You need both.
I can count on them, and they know that principal up there, that administrator up there, I can count on him or her. So that's what's so important. That's always when you're talking about leaning toward educational leadership or leaning to be a CEO. People don't realize managerial and leadership skills do not divert from each other. The skills are the skills, because we always say in education is that to be an effective leader, you have to be a people person.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You can't get away from that.
And Dr. Smith, you know what? I always had this. When I gave announcements in the morning time, that's a very, very important part of children, you know, professionals, paraprofessionals. Their day begins on the words that you put into them.
Exactly.
And when I got through doing announcements, I always used to say this. And if some people call my phone, now they hear it. I say, have a nice day. You take the day. And don't let the day and you know, Doc, listen to what I'm saying. It makes a lot of sense. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
I stopped by the nutritional shop, even at my age. And don't forget, Doc, my birthday is Thursday. Don't forget to give me a shout out now, okay?
Okay. Oh, yeah. I got you, brother.
And I was at the nutritional shop, and some of my former students were back in the back and said, hey, coach. And I looked back there, and I looked back there, what are y'all doing? You know what they said to me? We are taking a day and not letting the day take us.
There you go. The people
so, you know, careful what you say to people, because that's your brand.
Exactly.
And some things are unforgettable, because what they do is they take those things and go in and place them in society and in their daily lives and their careers. And they can reflect back and say, now I know what he was saying.
Yeah,
and I'm going to take it. And I don't care what the challenges are, I ain't going to let this day take me.
There you go. And see, and I've been hearing it for a long time. So I always tell when I hear, I expect him to say closing of our show, closing even back 15 years ago when he was on Friday Night Football.
That's right.
With a daddy, and they were going to school. And
that's right.
They take you. And see, people got to realize you have to have something that's words of encouragement that will stick with those young people, because they need to have something every day when they leave there. And if they know they're going, they'll come to you and say, Doc, Coach, what you going to tell me before I leave here today? It's amazing how they want to do it. And then they grown people, they do the same thing. So it's awesome to be able to hear that. And we're going to give Lana a catch his breath right now. We're going to give pay a few bills here. We're going to give a shout-out to the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter Greenville, who's been a co-sponsor of our giveaways. We thank you so much. And we also want to give a shout-out to Brother Stallworth. And I know he's hard at work, but I want him to talk about not just there, it's other little things he just – hobby he like doing, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And I want, you know, want to give a shout out to that. I want him to do that in regards to being the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. So I just wanted to be able to share that with you. We want you to call in. Now, if you have any questions, 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. And I identify the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location. You can give your name if you want to. Then you can chat with our special guest, and that's Coach Tony Stallworth, along with myself. And also, if you can type in your comments, so you'll be able to be interactive. We'll give a shout-out to Aaron.Rev. That is Brother Christopher Aaron Bennett, Reverend Christopher Bennett. We want to give a shout-out, a member of Zeta Phi Sigma Chapter of Greenville, Alabama. Give him a wave. He's on the line, so we want to make sure we give him a shout out. And, all right, we're going to kind of look at just the Hall of Fame. The Alabama High School, and I mentioned earlier, he mentioned being elected to the Alabama High School Athletic Association Hall of Fame. Can you kind of share something about that award and that opportunity that you have to, you know, you're honored with, and you can maybe share some with our listeners and our watchers?
It is one of the most outstanding, accomplishment that an individual can be a part of. It is a fraternity within itself, because that's why they call it the class of. And to be able to join hands with 11 more candidates inducted and being able for them to share their moments, share yours, and we collectively come on one big stage in front of not only invitees, but those other previous inductees. It is amazing, so to speak. It is one of the, and if Reverend Bennett, my fair brother, is listening now, it is one of the most outstanding things that I've gone through other than baptism, so to speak.
Awesome.
It captivates you, and it's a moment, and you finally realize when you look around that, you know what? I have done something, and somebody, and a lot of somebodies, as Grandma mm-hmm. would say, are giving me my recognition. Because you don't look at it when you're out doing it, because you're getting paid to do it.
Exactly.
And when it happens, I remember talking to a friend of mine about him going in, and he would say, I don't want to get caught in all that, and I don't want to be a part of that. I said, let me tell you something. If you've done something with student athletes and y'all came together and represented your school-based environment in your community, and then you went a step further and represented the entire state of Alabama on the largest state there is, you ought to embrace or appreciate somebody recognizing you. A year after that, he called me back, and he said, you know what? I see what you were talking about now. I said, why are you see now? He said, because I feel like I'm exhausted, and I feel like I'm done. I said, now you'll be able to appreciate it. Because at the end, at least you have an accolade that you can always go back and look at. Or you can always say to yourself that I was a class of the Alabama mm-hmm. High School Athletic Association Hall of Fame. And that achievement is not given to everybody. And some people don't get it that deserve it, because only 12 can go each time, each year.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's very privileged and should be appreciated. And that's one of the, again, I'll say this, other than baptism, that's one of the things that I admire and appreciate the most.
That's awesome. Awesome stalwart. And truly, individuals that can go, you can go and look at the representation throughout the Alabama High School Association. It's a great, great opportunity, because you were willing to give and then being recognized for what you're giving to the advancement of our young people, advancement of our community, and all of this, and the advancement of the schools. And just all of those are so important. So truly, we wanted to take an opportunity and talk about that. Now, the last thing I do want to kind of talk about is you as doing some things, as you would call your hobby, but it do produce a few funds in there, and being a black entrepreneur. And I would like for you to kind of share, I know you said as a dream, you know, this is something that keeps you busy on the weekend and sometimes during the week. You just, you know,
that's true.
Can you just kind of share that
and
dream?
It's summer. That's true.
Exactly. Can you just kind of share something about that? Being it, because when you get out there and start doing some things and people see you doing it, then you become a black entrepreneur. So can you just say some things about that?
You know, when I began to focus on retirement, I was always given advice by several people that had retired before me, and I love advice. I'm not saying I'm going to do what you said, but I'm definitely going to listen to what you said, put some things together, and make a decision. And because when I make a decision, and if I fail, then I made it. You're not going to make one for me, but you can help me. And everybody kept saying, retirement is easy, but finding something else to do becomes your next step.
Mm-hmm.
So I began to think about something that was best for me. I'm a country boy. I remember the days when I was cutting grass with one of those lawnmowers. You remember, Doc, when Montgomery used to have those lawnmowers that coat on them. You just push it, and how you push them away, cut.
Yes, sir. I know.
Like a windmill.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And I enjoyed that because when I look back, when I got to the end of the other end, I look back, I said, that's a road. That looks good. And I kept following that pattern. And I said, you know, I like doing this. Then my brother, which is deceased now, that was God's decision, and we appreciate the time my brother gave to me.
Yes.
He went to Atlanta, and he was a parking lot supervisor for the city of Atlanta, supervisor now, and he had his own lawn service business. I asked him, he said, do you remember the same thing I'm telling you? How were you? He said, I always wanted to get me a services that had an engine. Just to see how that worked. So
exactly.
I'm telling you, when he was deceased, the last thing I told him, I didn't tell him to his face, I don't want anybody to think that I'm determined when you're going to leave here. I determined then that I want his dream, because his dream, my dream, was the same dream, alive, and get in lawn service business. And I wanted to get in it where I didn't have to worry about what it profit. I want to get in about what I can give to somebody. Like, for example, black businesses and elderly people or people on a low income status and those type things. And those are my clients. And then I am a former athlete, and I found out that if you're going to stay in this world, you got to stay active. Because stop the blood stops. Everything is, that's right. So it kind of one of those type things that I wanted to, I felt like that works into my going forward plan. And it has been extremely successful. And there are some people that I look at in the terms of necessitation that need my services. And then you got some people that are high-siders, want to take advantage of my situation. Let me tell you how I handle them. I handle them like this. Feed them out a long-handled spoon.
Yeah.
So I give you one round of my services, and I tell you, don't worry about the pay. We'll see.
Right.
And then my next word is, you're going to pay somebody.
That's right.
So, you know, I love doing it. I start off with one unit. I've expanded to three units. I'm able to serve some employees that need additional incomes to make ends meet. I got some church environments that I serve, and I'm getting out there tomorrow. I got a meeting in the morning on a disciplinary hearing, and after that I'm going to get out and do some things down at the Mary Ruth place. I can serve my brothers and so it's you're out there breathing that air, and you're out there meeting people. And you know what they come up and say? You know what they say to me? They say, aren't you Coach Thorwell?
Yeah.
Aren't you in the Hall of Fame? Aren't you the one who used to be the associate director of the hospital? Why are you doing this? I said, because ain't nobody else doing it.
Nobody else doing it.
Did I say, do you want to join me? But guess what they said in? Anytime you need my help, just call me. Because they see me being successful, or had some success, yet did not forget where I came from and had a dream going forward. And now I'm coming back to the end and being a part of that dream. You know, it's wonderful. And the bottom line is being healthy. And I saw a lady in the store today, and I opened the door for her. She said to me, thank you so much. Wait on me. I'm slow walking. I said, ma'am, don't worry about being slow walking. Worry about whether you can walk or not. She said, look back at me. She said, thank you. That sure helped me.
Exactly.
And it goes back to leadership. It goes back to communication. It goes back to people's quality. It goes back to being able to say something very encouraging to people or another. And the only way you're going to meet people's and be able to be helpful to people is you got to see every side. those down that you saw going up and be able to come back and see them again, because they are still a part of your vision.
Awesome. Well, I tell you, Brother Stowers, that was awesome. I do appreciate hearing that story. But if you want to share your name or your business, you can do that right now. So an individual might want to give you a holler. You never want to.
I sure will. The name of my business is L&T Stallworth Lawn Care Services. My contact number is 334-300-7401. I'll be glad to serve you if you need me. If you don't need me, I can forward you on to somebody else that might can serve you. But I can say this. Somebody going to have to serve you, or you going to have to serve yourself.
That's it. Awesome.
But that grass don't grow, and it ain't going to cut itself.
That's right. You don't have nobody to mow it down, but you got to mow it down. I think it's all worth it. Thank you so much. It's been
awesome.
And
I love in my business, and the people in my business, I got people in my business that this business is going to be your additional income, and you engaging, and you out here, and you're doing something other than sitting. I tell them, I got one guy that drives truck, and I tell him all the time, I say, what will you do when you get off on Friday afternoon if you're not out here with me? I'll probably spend about $200 or $300 barbecuing and engaging and fellowshipping. I said, well, what if you make half of that? I'm almost that out here. He said, and you ain't spending nothing. He said, then he said that's gonna be doubled in, because then I ain't spending nothing. I said, that's what I'm saying. And then you get into a situation where one day you may want to do this.
Exactly.
Or I may set up and let you have it.
Exactly.
You notice I didn't say give out.
Exactly. The man said he made you sell out.
But it's been wonderful. It's been wonderful. God's good.
Awesome. I tell you, Brother Stowers, it's been awesome sharing, building, truly building toward achieving your dreams. And that's why I want to stay on this series and I continue to bring individuals on. But we do appreciate your humble about the information you share on WBSW Radio, the internet station. And I want to give you the opportunity to share some parting words as we get ready to close out.
I tell everybody that don't get dreams and visions confused. Culminate them both.
Mm-hmm.
Have a vision, then dream and incorporate it with your vision, because they definitely need to be together, because you will fail so quick. I'm reminded of when I taught Sunday school lesson on last Sunday, when Jesus told the disciples that, you know, you have to be able to be taught. Teaching is vitally important. Even when he came back from post-resurrection, the biggest thing he did was teaching. And Rev. Dr. Smith, I've learned something on the Sunday last Sunday about commencement. When he brought the disciples together and commencement, people think commencement is the end. Commencement means beginning.
Or
the end.
That's right. Exactly.
And he wanted them to stay on his vision. So I tell everybody, have a vision. It's not going to be one of those things that's going to happen overnight. But have a plan and stay on that plan. And when you get it where, even if you fail a little bit, that's because you probably bit off too much. But stay on it. It'll work itself out. And if nothing else, at the end of the day, you can always say to yourself. You always say to yourself, have a nice day.
Have a nice
you
day.
You take that day. And don't let that day take
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much, Brother Stowers. That was awesome. Some great information to share with you. And we just want you to understand, when we give these opportunities to bring you some knowledge and bring you some information, it's just truly from our heart. Truly, our hashtag talks about truly that we love you. We truly love you. And it comes from our heart, because we want you to have as much information as than we have, or even more. That way you can take the day, the day won't take you. And see, that's what it's all about. You know, let's keep moving on. Let's keep on grinding. That's another hashtag we have here. We're going to make it do what it do. That's what it's all about. It's a mindset. We're going to be on top of it. And truly, we're just rejoicing to be here. Two Brothers Stallworth and which is our special guest, that's Brother Anthony, and they call him Tony Said together, Anthony Stalwart. Tony Stalwart. They don't say
that's it.
Or even Tony, they
say
all together.
That's
it. They're always standing together, and my children even do it too. So their Godfather. So truly, truly, this is what it's all about, sharing knowledge, sharing opportunity. We give a shout out to those, again, those brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Beta Phi Sigma Chapter Bingo, with WBHW, the internet station, as we bring the opportunity to bring knowledge to you so you can maybe work through whatever you heard and do something special. As we get ready to close out, I want to say to everybody, it's all about, you know, being happy with who you are and whom you are. That's what you guys understand. Feel the joy in there. It creates a happy feeling when you hear things that are positive. You like a happy feeling. It may be my business. It may be my need. We don't have the rights to the music, but we want to definitely play something as we get ready to close the show out. Hey.